This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Mr. Merz arrived at Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel International Airport in Ahmedabad early this morning. German Chancellor is on a two-day official visit to India beginning today at the invitation of Prime Minister Modi. Mr. Merz paid homage at Sabarmati Ashram. He also participated in the International Kite Festival, reflecting the cultural ties between the two countries. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz visited the historic Sabarmati Ashram in Ahmedabad and paid tributes to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. Both the leaders also participated in the International Kite Festival at Sabarmati Riverfront in Ahmedabad. The three-day festival features 135 kite flyers from 50 nations, along with more than 900 of participants from across India and Gujarat. The special attractions of the three-day festival include night kite flying on January 13th, heritage Havelis, and a dedicated kite museum, among others. This year, kites based on the Operation Sindoor theme in particular have sparked great curiosity. President Draupadi Murmu today paid tribute to Swami Vivekanand on his birth anniversary celebrated as National Youth Day. In a social media post, the president said that Swami Vivekanand was a timeless visionary and spiritual icon who preached that inner strength and service to humanity were foundations of a meaningful life. President Murmu said that Swami Vivekanand carried India's eternal wisdom to the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to Swami Vivekanand on his birth anniversary. The Prime Minister said that Swami Vivekanand is the powerful source of inspiration for India's youth power. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the concluding session of the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi this evening. Mr. Modi will interact with around 3,000 youth from across the country, along with young delegates representing the international diaspora. India has called for international cooperation to support developing countries in scaling up renewable energy capacity without compromising development aspirations. Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi made the remarks at the 16th IRENA Assembly in Abu Dhabi, UAE, yesterday. The minister noted that the global energy transition will require unprecedented investment and cooperation. Mr. Joshi stated that India stands ready to share its experience, institutions and technical expertise and to work closely with all member countries.
260 gigawatt is our installed renewable energy sources. 5 years ahead of the schedule. We are supposed to do it by 2030. We have done it in 2025. More than 2.6 million households we have connected rooftop within just 2 years. These are the unprecedented growth which India has achieved.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the security forces picked up movement of suspected drones in several forward areas along the international border and line of control in Samba, Rajouri and Poonch districts last evening. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that all the flying objects came from the Pakistan side and returned after hovering over Indian territory for a few minutes. According to officials, security forces have launched a search operation on the ground after noticing the suspected drone activity in the forward areas. Army troops guarding the Nowshera sector along the LOC in Rajouri fired from medium and light machine guns on observing drone movement over Ghania Kalsian village. Another drone was spotted at Khabar village in Teriat Rajouri district. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for dense to very dense fog conditions in Uttar Pradesh today. According to the IMD, cold wave to severe cold wave conditions will also likely be over Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan and West Uttar Pradesh today. The weather agency has also forecast dense fog conditions to continue to prevail over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and Himachal Pradesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.